Why, hello there. This is an early morning recording.
It's very early. It's so early, we're both a bit croaky, aren't we? Like, our vocal cords haven't warmed up yet.
Welcome to the podcast. And today, we are in an artist's studio.
I know. I feel like there's a lot I shouldn't touch.
I know. If we, like, wander around here, there's, like, canvases, there's brushes, there's a sewing machine, there's, like, bangy things over there to make jewellery.
Oh, and there's a very... I mean, have you seen the size of that brush there? That's, like, almost as big as my mop. Do you know what I mean? There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of paint, and I think if I got that on my nails, that's never coming off, like, oil paint.
But... yeah. I've also got in here, in the corner...
I thought that was a pizza box.
Oh, it's a toolbox.
Oh!
But I put together all of... Right, I'm just making sure I don't knock your bag off the edge there.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, yes, don't knock
it. In here, look, it's like a toolbox that has lots of layers. But it has all the different paints. It has... I mean, I don't know why I'm holding my microphone at the paints, if it's going to talk. Hello, I'm a green paint.
Oh, my God, look at these tiny pencils.
Tiny little pencils.
They're like the borrowers.
We've got a bit of charcoal here.
Oh.
We've got pencil sharpeners.
She's got the cleanest brushes you've ever seen.
Yep, sure, just tickle your face.
Oh, no, thank you. You'll take my makeup off. You can move the Botox.
So we've got pencils. So we're thinking about being creative today.
We are. Something that runs in your blood more than it does in mine. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think anybody can be creative. I think people need to reframe that idea
of being
creative.
You've got to find your spark, haven't you? Your creative spark.
Today, we're talking about designing your future. And I don't know whether people... we've done drawing kind of journaling exercises before. But the idea around visualization, inspiration boards, designing your future, thinking about taking a moment of like, well, where am I going here? Why am I doing this?
What do I want
life to be? And I think it's too often that we get hooked into, I must lose 2 pounds this week. And then you just get locked into the here and the now. Whereas sometimes it's good to stop and think, am I heading in the right direction? Because if you were driving and you weren't quite sure whether you're on route to where you were headed, you pull over, get a map and check, wouldn't you? But why do we not do that in life?
Because we think we should know, don't we?
Yeah,
human
we'll
beings
get there
are like,
eventually.
Yeah, it'll be all right, or I should know better, therefore if I just keep doing the same thing, I'll get there eventually. It's interesting, isn't it? It's also really important to think about, especially in a weight loss, you know, habit-changing journey, to look at what motivates you, what encourages you, what keeps that fire alight, because sometimes if we're not careful, it can become another chore, can't it? And it's really important that we take that chore-like effect away from it.
I think what is... most interesting that you could take two people following the Slimming World plan and they both have the same amount of weight they want to lose to reach target, yet the way that they approach it, what their lifestyle is like, what kind of meals they end up eating, how they make the plan work for them.
It's incomparable, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that is really celebrating the unique, that you get to choose your own target as part of Slimming World, that you're really taking control of what you want your life to be.
But I think it's really important that all of us recognise when we're trying to achieve something like a weight loss goal, we need aims, we need motivators, we need things to celebrate. Because I think... sometimes, well, I know I had the propensity to not recognise the little things along the way because I was too destined to look at, or looking at the destination almost. So I think these boards are really good at like making you think about the little things, aren't they, as well?
So we've got an article which is in the Slimmer World members area, which you can read if you so wish to read, if that's the way you like to take your information. It's called How to Create an Inspiration Board. And it actually has some pointers. So we can run through a few of these ideas so you can start to think. And I've done vision boards many years, actually. Yeah. I've still got a board that I did 15 years ago. And it's incredible how even the places where I've lived, I've forgotten about the vision board and I've pulled it out and I'm like, that looks like my old flat.
Oh my gosh, it's fascinating. I remember a really big one I did for our wedding. That was like as much, I've never done it like for this is where I want to be in life. I've done it for this is how I want things to look at a certain event or something. So this is really interesting to think about the wider. Did you used to do it for like this is how I want to be in a year type situation?
I don't know. I just used to kind of think what it's a bit of like laws of attraction, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I love that.
You know,
type
people
stuff.
Talk about this film called The Secret, which is a very cheesy American film.
There's a book as well, isn't there?
Yeah. It's all a similar thing. You know, not everyone's a fan of the whole cheese of that. But
no.
I think what, you know, appeals to me is just having the aspiration of something to aim for. You know, I think we've talked about that I'm quite goal-driven.
Really? Never noticed. Never noticed.
And, but then on my vision boards, I've put everything from smiley, happy people or surrounded by lots of colour or,
nice.
You know, a load of grey trainers and then one pair of red trainers in a line.
Yeah.
And
things that inspire you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's really important. And things that kind of encourage, motivate, inspire are something that we need to look at as well and take time to absorb. And I think when you're doing anything like this, putting something where you can see it. Like I know past Christmases we've done things like your Christmas wish in group and stuff. And I always had that hanging up under my mirror in the car so I could see it or as a screensaver. And I think using something as visual cues to make you remember, make you think how far you've come as well is a really important thing.
Yeah, you know, you can put stuff on your fridge, your desktop saver.
Where you brush your teeth is a really good idea,
in
isn't
your
it?
Purse.
Yes.
In your biscuit tin.
Love that.
Next to your bed.
Yeah. I had pictures of my wedding dresses around my kitchen when I was getting married, like all different wedding dresses to keep me inspired because I had to keep the focus of, come on, you need to fit in your dress. But again, I always think about these places where you're likely to be tempted or have a wobble or a place where you need a bit of inspiration or where you spend a lot of time.
Okay, well, let's have a think then about some of the things that we could put on there.
Yeah.
The first thing that jumps to my mind is some of the certificates that you get as part of Slimming World.
Yes, I love that. And I think it's almost like knowing if you have got a group consultant, if you're an online member, it doesn't have to necessarily be a certificate you've already had. It could be one that you're aiming for. So please ask us for a sticker or a certificate or print one off that you can get online so you could use that as a motivator. So, you know, if you had a 5-stone that you wanted to go for, getting a copy of that could be a really nice thing to look
and
at.
And then you have to put the date on it.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. But again, almost seeing, you know, the certificates you've got. I had a lady whose car got broken into and they took her pack and she was gutted. She was like, Anna, they've taken all these other things. But the thing I was most gutted
about,
they
stole her Slimming World pack.
Yeah, I think they saw the little card on the front. Must have thought it was a credit card.
Oh.
And all she was wanting was, can I have my stickers and my awards back? Because they motivate me. So again, don't take away from the fact of how inspiring those can be.
Was it with the original blue Slimming World
card?
No,
she's only been...
Gold one.
She's lost 4 stone in less than a year. So hers was her very new card. But yeah, so we are furnishing her with all the goodness of all the stickers.
Wow, that's how hotly... Like, you know, they're worth something, these packs.
I think he's going to get there, or the person who broke into the car and be like, I thought this had cash. No.
Well, they might be coming to a group.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Okay, let's look at some other things. So favourite quotes is quite a nice one. You write these by hand. You could draw them. You could take post-it notes. I actually like to get old magazines and newspapers and I chop out words from the articles.
Yes.
And I get the old PVA glue.
Oh, I love a bit of PVA.
I buy a big canvas from something like The Works or, you know, other kind of stationery shops. And then I stick all these different things because I like the colours.
Yeah, and the texture difference in the words. Mm. Yeah, I remember we used to do that loads at school. I love that. But there's something about PVA glue, isn't there? It just sends you back. You know what I mean? Like sticking and pasting. But again,
anyway, quotes.
Yeah, quotes.
Motivational quotes. Find one that moves you, print it out or write it down or make your own.
I like the making your own because that means you could create whatever you wanted to say about yourself or your future or what's keeping you going. Free food is your friend. I'd like that on there.
So then there is Pounds Lost Marker. Oh. I actually designed my own little snakes and ladders board.
Did you?
Yeah, where I really celebrated like moving down
That's so cute.
The snakes. No. Moving
up the ladders.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know. I'm not a snakes and ladders
because
girl.
At one point in my journey, I think this was like before I met you many years ago, had something like 58 pounds I wanted to lose. So I drew 58 squares and I had a little counter that I moved every week. So as over time, I could see as I was moving along. And that, again, I'm quite a visual thinker. So it shows that there's progress.
Yes.
You know, well, I'm not at number one.
Yes.
Okay, I might have had a bit of a snake this week.
But I'm moving that over. Yeah. Totally. I've created these little jars where you pop like a little penny almost in, but they're like little coloured ones and you pop them over. That's a nice thing to see. Whatever motivates you, however you find it. Like, I've seen people do it with little bikinis. I've seen people do it with hearts. Yeah, it's just a great way to see where you're going, isn't it?
See, photos as well, I think, are really interesting. Previously, I've never really put photos of myself and my life on my vision boards, but I have had a photo of myself when I started. That photo that really motivated me to think, I need to do something about my weight now. Yeah. I can't do this on my own. And I keep that next to my fridge. But I've never thought about, I feel like when I started Slimming World, where my identity was and what was happening in my life was very different to what I'm now.
Different.
I feel like I need a new vision board.
I feel like you need running on the vision board.
And I feel like there's been lots of great things that have happened that I need to put on the vision board as to why I want to stay fit and healthy.
Yes, that's such a good point. Like, what can you do now? Like, you can run, you can cook, you can do all those things, the person you've become, and why that motivates you. That's a very good point. Also, like, things like, you know, if you are slimming for an event, so a holiday, a wedding, a birthday, something like that, having that picture of that beach or that dress could be a motivator, or your trousers, whatever it is. Your trousers. Someone's just tuned in now. A picture of your trousers on the board. But I mean, like, something that you're aiming to get into as well can be a good motivator.
Well, if you're northern, then it'd be a picture of your pants.
It really confuses me when my child asks for pants. I'm like, what are we talking about here? I'm really confused. But yeah.
Okay, so it's also got here meal or activity plans, which I thought was quite interesting.
Yeah.
So many slimmers love to plan to map out their week's meals in advance. It's a great way to stay on track. It can also help you save money by reducing waste. So it's also ideal to add to your board. This is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, I've seen two people do something very clever. They've got their food plan and then they've got their body magic plan, and they almost made it like a laminated sheet, so they tick off as it happens. So they're like, celebrate. But I think that can, this board could be for the aim, but also a practical thing of, this is my weekly food shop plan or my meal prep plan or whatever it is. So you can interact with it, because sometimes I think an inspiration board could be something you could just look at. But if you're interacting, you're far more likely to keep using it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. And then you're coming back to it rather than this thing that just becomes part of the wall that you just walk past and you never really engage.
Yeah,
that's true. I suppose that's a little bit like, you know, the snakes and ladders thing that I was doing, where it became something that I had to go to every week to check in with.
Yeah.
And then a list of rewards. So we've talked about the reward-based behaviour and how some of us might have previously used food as a way to reward ourselves.
Yes.
But what other things? So, you know, the idea of having a jar and putting in pound coins, I think, really appeals to me, because you see, instead of buying that takeaway, instead of buying that chocolate bar, I'm putting the pounds I would have spent into a jar and then using it for something.
I look at Daisy, like, I've got a nearly 6-year-old, reward chart that I've got, and she gets 10 stickers and then she gets a prize. And actually, it's a really nice thing to say, okay, for example, I've got members, for every half stone, they treat themselves. One lady buys herself a really beautiful candle. Another one says, I take myself for a manicure. Like, allowing yourself to see. So it could be like, for every day you've 100% food optimized, you give yourself a token, or for every pound loss. It's whatever motivates you. And then maybe thinking, you know, at the end of, if I've collected this many pounds, I'm going to go on a cinema trip, or I'm going to go on a spa day, or whatever it is. Could be something totally like, I'm going to go for a walk with a friend, or give myself, you know, a day off the housework, whatever that reward is. But allowing yourself to say, I'm going to achieve this and give myself that away from food, can be a really motivating thing. It's how I get my child to like clean her bedroom. You know, if you do X, Y, and Z, we'll go and do this. And as adults, I think we don't realise how much we need reward for the things we've achieved.
Well, but I think, do you not also think that, let's say you go for a weigh-in and it might not have quite gone to plan, you can't switch into that good or bad thinking.
No, but that's
either.
What I'm saying, like, do something away from the
weight. I don't deserve
a
reward today, because actually you still turned up and you stayed to group.
But that's why maybe celebrating the habit, so actually, you know, I food optimised 100%, or I got to group when I didn't want to. That's a reward-based thing. I think it's finding what motivates you, because I need something that celebrates I showed up, do you know, regardless of the outcome, the fact that I'm trying. So again, finding what works for you. Some people are very motivated by pounds. Some people are very motivated by like activity. I remember when you were starting to work out at the gym and how much you could lift and how many pull-ups you could do. Again, celebrating that, I think, is finding your mojo with it, isn't it? And your what kind of fires you up?
So previously I've had like role models on there. So I have printed off photos in magazines of people that I really respect and I aspire to be. So when I was working out, when I first went freelance and I was, you know, losing the weight, I'd stopped drinking, I was just working out, well, what kind of person do I want to be? And I even had a picture of Claire Balding there. You know, Davina McCall was there, because I thought these are fit, healthy, they're, you know, great at their job, they're nice people, they're just, that's the kind of person that I would like
to be.
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, if you even think like in the Slimming World magazine, how many people could you, you know, imagine your face being on the front page of the cover? It's those kind of things, I think, that really just make you think you've got a direction. And it can be quite difficult, I think, to put down in writing or in photos what it is you really want. It takes courage to do that.
Oh, it's scary, isn't it?
Because sometimes we have to wrestle with the whole thing of, I don't deserve it, I'm never going to get there anyway, what's the point?
It's so hard, it's so far away.
And so you just, you can really put down on yourself. So you never really actually allow yourself to dream big.
No.
But there is that thing of when you start to put down, right, what do I really, really want? What do I want my life to look like? And you could do this with, like, you know, in an image therapy session, and you would have 20, 30 very different inspiration boards.
And I think it's knowing this is yours, isn't it? So to create it however you want, I think a really, just a little side note, is don't make this become a focus of pressure. Make this a focus of joy. Make this a focus of celebration. Not because you and I both have the tendency to berate ourselves sometimes, don't we? So actually really using this to celebrate everything from, I saw one on Instagram that someone had done, which was like a little jug of milk, and it was to represent the small wins of measuring their milk. And actually I really loved that, because that was something that they knew, if that was a habit they instilled, that would something that they could be really proud of. So, yeah, little things, I would say, with this are key.
Like the little pencils
here. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Like, they're so cute, aren't they?
Oh, that just, I don't know, that's just so lovely to me. Something about miniature things, isn't there? I just love miniature things. Don't worry about me.
We'd all rather be miniature.
No, like little mini things. But again, finding your creative fair. If you're not the most artistic person, don't let that put you off. Like the magazine ideas, like, you know, printing things out, getting some cheap colouring pens and colouring something in, or sticking, or find your way with it. I saw a lovely person had done it with different fabric swatches. Again, you might want to paint, whatever it is, create it and make it yours, but put it in a place that you see as well.
The one that I have at the moment, I remember going to my friend's house and we had a vision board creation party.
Oh, I love that.
So we all had to bring our own canvases and bring magazines and whatever we wanted to put on it. And then we all sat next to each other in her living room,
amazing,
all spread out, just making ours and then trading bits of magazine. Have you finished with that? Can I take
that?
Yeah, and it was a really fun thing to do, because, you know, it'd be amazing to come back with each other with our vision boards and meet up and say, what came true? What were you thinking when you put this on?
Love that. I don't know if you remember, we did one, like we drew something, I think it was the Christmas before last, or last, I can't remember, before Christmas.
It was last Christmas.
Yeah, about what we wanted. And actually, we just did that on a park bench, didn't we? But it's really interesting to see what you manifest and what you make happen. I'm fascinated by all of that.
Well, see, I have a drawing board behind you, which is a collection of various things. I have post-it notes when I was living out of hotels, of conversations that I had with my mum and my dad, and like quotes that they'd said to me to keep going. And I've kept them, they've faded in the sun a little bit, and yeah, weird little quote marks, pictures, postcards of places. I mean, there's even one little thing there which I've ripped out from a crossword puzzle, and it has well, underneath it, it's got Halt, which says hungry, angry, lonely, tired. So
I love it. If you can dream it, you can do it. Yeah. What's the little fluffy bear?
It's just a little magnet that I like stroking.
What an answer. Well, I just didn't know if that was like your childhood toy that shrunk so much because you cuddled it. No, it's a magnet.
I often like to write things out. You know, the six dreams of positivity I've got here. I've got a balloon. What does it say? What am I carrying around with me right now? How could I deflate a little? A circle out of my control, and the outside circle, and then inside it says in my control. And these are all just reminders for me.
Yeah.
You know, of things to kind of come back to. And I have it right next to where my computer is, and I just look at it. Yeah, it's there. That's it's the in nice front thing. Of me.
Yeah, I love that. And something to celebrate constantly, like what you've done, where you've come from, because we forget, don't we?
And you add to it.
Yeah.
That is life. There is no finite place. These things will tweak. And I'm thinking, you know, that I did my vision board a number of years ago, but then I felt like I was eternally single. I would never own my own home, never run my own business. And now it's like, well, okay, I'm there. Now
where do I want to be?
Yeah. So this, I think, is an interesting point, that the vision board that you create today may not be the same vision board you need in a few years' time.
And you said something before, to anybody listening who's at Target or where they are, it's okay to this vision board to be about staying there. Like, no one's saying everyone's got to progress and everyone's got to do this. Actually, a vision board could be about keeping where you are and keeping that success going, can't it? So I'm excited. I feel like I want to go and stick and pin and dab. She's got a sponge. I feel like I want to sponge paint. Do you remember in the 90s when everybody did like sponge painting on their walls? Do you remember that?
You can take that.
That's a gift.
I've got a spare one here.
Oh, thank you. See? Oh, wow, we've got matching sponges.
We can sponge together.
Oh, I remember as a kid, I used to like eating sponges, but I'm going to move away from that because there's a caveat with that.
Any sins in sponges? I'm not sure the nutritional way.
Please
I'm not sure it's a free food.
No. My mum used to come and I'd be in the bath and I would have eaten a whole sponge and she'd be like, what's happened? There's a whole other story. Shall we move on?
Let's face it, it explains a lot either.
We won't talk about the coal I was eating.
How do you end a podcast after that?
Bye.
Have a look at that article that we talked about, how to create an inspiration board, and send us pictures if you have a way that you like to display your inspirationness.
Inspiration. Oh, she's made a new word.
How to inspire yourself.
Yeah. Inspirational.
Different alternative ways are available. We would love to see that. Whether you paint, whether you collage, whether you...
Oh, collage. Ooh,
blue tack, whether you pin, whether you drawing board, whether you fridge it, whether you phone it, whether you post it.
I mean, can you imagine doing your side of your fridge? I've got a vision now. Oh, I'm going to do my fridge.
Now you've sent it on the podcast, you realise you're going to have to send us a picture.
I'm going to create it on the side of my fridge. I've got a very big American fridge to where all three sides are exposed. Four sides is the back workings. And I'm going to make one side a vision board. Going to do it days. Yes. Thank you.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it? Have a great week. Think big, dream big, and see you inside.
Bye.